Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Zoe Lyons.
And I'm Stephen Bailey. And this is Let's Talk About the Husband,
the podcast where we cast a cultural eye over all things pop culture. Oh, and pop culture's very much on my mind this week, Stephen.
Why?
Oh, well, mate, I've had quite a full on... I've had a proper weekender.
I was watching your social media, and I was like, this woman is so old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet she's doing this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Old and still doing things. I've been away on an a 3 day long bender. Can I call it that?
Yeah.
I can, yes. I think as a bender, I can call it a bender. So yes, yes. It's, I went clubbing, mate.
I cannot with you believe that you went clubbing.
Oh yeah, I went clubbing. Not only did I go clubbing, I went clubbing in a Butlins in Minehead.
Ooh, girl.
I know. Yeah. Have you ever been to Minehead?
I haven't. I've been to a Butlins.
Have you? Have you? Okay, that's, well, okay, because I've never been to a Butlins before. Oh, no, I lie. I am lying. I've been to Bognor Regis Butlins before. I did a gig there.
We've been to the same one, baby.
Yeah. It's, they have what I'm going to describe a unique smell.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there are many, many, many advantages of not being able to smoke inside anymore. And there's just that one distinct disadvantage in that you can smell the carpets from the 1950s.
Why were you at Butlins Minehead?
Right, okay, so...
You have to explain yourself a lot here.
Okay, yeah, the only other time I've ever been to Minehead was, and this is genuinely true, 15 years ago, I did a gig in Minehead... in a pub in Minehead, where I died so badly, I was still a little bit nervous to return to the town.
Oh, my God.
Because I think it was so bad, they would still remember. Like, there was a bit of me that went, if I'm going to walk into Minehead, somebody's got to go, that was her. She was shit. Thankfully,
I don't think I even know where Minehead is.
I'm going to call it North Somerset.
Oh, OK, that makes more sense now then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Didn't just randomly choose an, yeah, it's sort of that sort of an accent.
Do you know where Minehead is in my head?
Where?
Kent.
No, completely the other side of the country.
So
love.
Wrong. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
So wrong.
Wow, you really do need a sat nav. Okay. So
sat-nav.
Are you thinking of Maidstone?
Probably, because I died on my ass in Maidstone. They did
Everybody
not like gays
dies
there.
In Maidstone.
Yeah, they
no.
did not like gays there.
It's not our... Anyway, so I went to a Fat Boy Slim 3 day weekender in Minehead, Butlins.
There's so many things I need to know about this that we need to break down.
Mm.
One, why is Fat Boy Slim at Butlins?
Well,
two,
I... Okay.
Let me ask my questions.
Mm-hmm.
Two... Why did you... Don't you live in the same town as Fatboy Slim? Why did you just see him there? Three, why do you need 3 days for it? Four, what on earth were you wearing? Because I saw images. Five, did you get recognised? And six, how does one survive a rave?
Okay. So, yes, I went to... Fatboy was probably there because of the clever sort of play on words. Everybody, all back to Minehead.
Great.
So, yeah, yeah. First time we'd done a three-day weekender. Butlins do these weekend away, like a sort of land cruise. You know, cruise ships now do them, where yeah. they have like a sort of themed cruise, and you can go around the Caribbean on a sort of week-long heavy metal cruise. I think they do like, they do themed cruises. You can do like cosplay and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I went because I do like a bit of dance music. I thought it'd be quite a nice little breakaway before the sort of build-up to Christmas. And me and my mates rented a chalet. And we did have quite a lot of fun. We had loads of fun, actually.
You?
Yeah.
You're Cindy?
Yeah.
And how many other people?
Just two other people. There's four of us in the chalet. Yeah. And we had quite a lot of fun. Quite a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you... Because I'm not going to lie, I had a few glasses of wine last night and I feel like I'm going to vomit right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you...
As a woman of my age... of my advanced years,
well,
as an old-time raver,
as you brought
that.
Up, yeah. Yes. Like, how would you do it for 3 days? Because I think
okay,
I'm
I'll be honest. We didn't manage the 3 days. We went too hard on the Friday, and the Saturday was quite tricky, and the Sunday we just went for a carvery.
No.
We got there on the Friday, and I went, listen. We are four ladies of advanced years. We're going to have to take it easy on the first day to sort of ease ourselves in and to last this whole weekend.
Yeah.
And then within 10 minutes, that idea had gone down the toilet.
Out the window.
Yeah. We were out really late. And then Saturday was quite hard work. And then, like I say, Sunday I went, can we just have a carver and watch Strictly? Which we did in our chalet in Butlins. So that was quite nice, actually.
So did you just like hang out in the chalet?
On the Sunday, most no, we went for a walk around Minehead, and then we went for a carvery. I thought you'd be proud of me.
I am really proud. I was at a carvery last night, which is why I'm in this position right now, which is flat on my back.
Yeah.
Now, how do you deal with gravy on a carvery?
Oh well, I had control of the ladle, and I was able to directly pour it into my Yorkshire pudding, as we've already talked about.
It's so
endlessly
weird
on this podcast.
But people think you're a fucking weirdo. I'm going to say fucking.
No.
I am. I'm going to say fucking. Because you're a fucking weirdo. Last night, do you know where I had my gravy? Fucking everywhere. Spilling onto my thumb as I carry the plate back to the tableau.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, okay, I'll answer your other questions. What did I wear?
I saw what you wore.
I bought online a smiley face suit.
Why
and
on earth?
Light up shoes.
I saw that and I thought this woman A earns way too much money and B what the fuck is going on?
I had a lot of compliments about my smiley face suit.
But from people at Butlins.
Yeah, but everybody was in fancy dress. It was brilliant on the Saturday night. Everybody was in fancy dress. And I tell you what, I normally don't like fancy dress, but God, it was funny. It was really funny. I don't know why it's so funny, but there was just a group of people dressed as a full English breakfast and it really made me laugh. And then they found somebody dressed as ketchup and somebody found as beans. So there was a complete full English breakfast just wandering around. Made me absolutely howl. I know it's ridiculous.
Does that have anything to do with Fatboy Slim?
Nothing at all. It was just a bit
okay.
fun. But yeah, you'd have been proud of me.
I
RuPauled my suit. I jazzed it up.
What did you do to it?
Well, I cut the arms off the jacket, wore the tie as a sort of belt to give it a sort of tighter waist look, thank you, and coupled it with this skin-tight silver top I found at the back of my wardrobe, which sort of set it off beautifully. I got a lot of compliments, Stephen. Got a lot of compliments.
When you say you got a lot of compliments, what exactly?
I got two.
Yeah.
I got two compliments.
And what did they exactly say? Do you remember?
I like your suit. And I went, thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was
did
a lot of fun.
Anyone recognise you as TV's Zoe Lyons?
Yes.
Because in my head, your demographic is at Butlins in Minehead. That is your demographic in my noggin.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Somebody came up. They were clearly having quite a enjoyable Saturday night. They went, you just look like that telly lady.
I love that.
Yeah. You look like a comedian. Yes, a lot of fun, a lot of fun. But the reason we're talking about this, because, of course, we always like to relate this podcast to all things reality TV, is that you've been watching...
my new favourite show, Paris in Love.
Explain to the listener.
Right, so Paris Hilton has finally fallen in love. And she's finally got engaged with a wedding that she actually intends to go through with.
Okay, have there been many that have been planned and not engaged completed?
Many times. Mm. Many rings have been purchased, but not many weddings have seen it through.
Right.
And so this is the reality show that sees... It's her journey to her wedding, if you will. And it's... how can I put this? So, obviously, there's loads of moments where she's like, I'm just wondering, like, is this for me? Should I be someone that gets married? Like that. She's trying to seek drama, which I understand she's making a reality show. Her mum, Kathy Hilton, who was the breakout star of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, is in it, trying to interfere in the wedding. So she's playing proper, like, mum of the bride role. Paris, I think we should do this. And then Paris is constantly going, it's my wedding, Mom. It's my wedding. But the reason we are talking about Paris in Love and the trip to Minehead, etc., etc., is because I rang you yesterday and said, did you know Paris Hilton's a multi-millionaire because she is a proper DJ?
Yes, well, you did mention that, and I wasn't aware of this, so I've Googled a bit. And I'm going to question the word proper DJ.
Okay, question away.
Okay, I don't... listen, I'm an old raver. The 90s are a distant memory. Actually, not even a memory. I've just got photographic evidence that I was there because I used to go clubbing all the time. I love dance music. I love it.
I just think that is so off-brand for you.
Why?
Because you don't give that impression, your cultural look at a pop culture, whatever. Like, you just don't give the impression that would be at all interested in raving.
Yeah, well, it's more... less techno, right? I'm not really into techno at all. It's more... electronic dance music and more sort of, I'm going to call it orchestrated, which so Fat Boy is about as techno as he was going. He's not even techno, but you know what I mean? It's house music, but he's more party house music. I quite like, don't get me started. I really like sort of orchestrated, I'm going to call it clever electronic music. That's what I listen to. I listen to a lot of Scandinavian and German producers and DJs. Anyway, that's my thing. That is my thing. I like it.
I just can't with you. Like, I can't imagine you even being drunk.
Oh, my God, Steve.
I can't imagine you being drunk.
I'm just about to book a week-long dance festival in Albania for next year. That's where I'm going.
What on earth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you do at a week-long? Like,
I've never been to a week-long one before, so...
Why would you book that when you've not even survived... a weekend in Minehead? You said you did
beautiful
one day.
Beautiful beaches in Albania. Actually, there's a lot more DJs going there that I really like as well. It's more my thing. Anyway, any ho-ho.
You just call me a ho.
A ho-ho. So I Googled a bit of Paris Hilton and I don't know how to DJ. I never have had the insight into how to DJ, but I'm going to say either does she.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's a difference, isn't there, between DJing, like mixing live and wearing a bubblegum pink jumpsuit and sticking on a pre-mixed tape. Yeah.
Do you feel like she is robbing a living then? Is that what you're saying to me?
It's just awful, isn't it? It really is. But then that's the...
she plays her own song, even though the stars are crazy, even though the stars are blind.
No. Even though the stars are blind?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't even make sense.
You'll be mine and I'll... Have you not heard the song?
No.
Even though the stars are crazy.
Oh, I'd love
to. Even though the stars are blind.
Wow, Stephen, that's really brought me out of my weekend. Thank you.
Well, first of all, have I brought you to your come down?
You've just
the come down finally arrived.
Yeah, with that. That's really set it off. Thank you for that. That's horrific.
It was like a hit.
Was it?
Yeah, in like the early noughties. Catherine Ryan has it on her audience playlist.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh. See, the thing is, I think you can get away with a lot when you've got fame from a different thing and then you decide to become another thing. People will just accept that. Like when, you know, when models become actors. You know,
oh.
When models become actors.
Like who?
I can't name any models.
Cameron Diaz?
Oh, she's quite good.
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
I can't think of
Okay, there's a few of them. Okay, Charlize Theron. Yes, she's excellent.
Oh,
okay.
Charlize Theron. I'll tell you one that I don't think is very good, but I think she actually started out as an actress and became a model. Oh, God, I've got Megan Fox.
Yeah. It's a bit like me sort of going, I'm leaving comedy behind, I'm going to start modelling.
I think you should do that.
I think if I did do that, I would starve within 2 days. Yeah, they wouldn't. I don't think they'd bite, Stephen. I don't think that's the bite. Anyway, there was, at Minehead, believe it or not, a Hollywood A-lister also DJing.
Who?
A certain Mr. Idris Elba.
No.
Not joking.
That weekend?
Yeah.
Luther?
Yeah. I stood in a venue that smelt vaguely of sadness, tears and stale Benson and Hedges.
Gorgeous.
1990s, and listened to Idris Elba DJ.
I cannot. Was he like Fatboy Slim's guest?
He was on the lineup. I'm going to say not my thing.
Why?
Do you know what he kept doing? Which is just at one point, I actually shouted out, "This is not a school disco." Which, I know.
You heckled Idris.
I did. I heckled Idris.
Oh, that's bad karma coming your
because
way.
Because he kept dropping the beat, expecting people to shout in the lyric in the middle. And I was like, this is the school disco. And I don't think I was alone in my critique of the set.
Why do people do that? I hate when you go and see a band or whatever and they do that. And it's like, bitch, if I did that on my jokes, you'd get mad.
Well, also, nobody'd know the punchline. Let's be honest, we're not Hollywood A-listers, are we?
I barely know the punchline.
There'd just be a Pinteresque pause.
Oh, no. Mm. What's a Pinteresque?
Harold Pinter, playwright, was famous for his pauses in his plays.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Is why you're here.
Yeah, I've brought it to the party. So I felt I think you can get away with a lot more if you've got a second career in something as opposed to having that. Anyway, so that was that. But it was quite weird to see Idris Elba and a Butlins in Minehead, I've got to be honest.
I can't even... Part of me feels like, Idris, why are you doing that? Like, you're so rich.
Yeah, bit of fun, I suppose. I can't imagine he stayed in the Butlins. This is what I couldn't picture.
Do you think he had a car to take him home? He's not staying in a chalet like you.
Yeah, we had one of the newer chalets. I have to be. We'd gone. If you can say this, high end Butlins. Yeah,
I don't know if you can say that.
It was as high end as you could get.
What does a chalet even look like?
It was quite sweet. It was found sort of man made lake. And it had two bedrooms, two bathrooms. I mean, that's all you need, isn't it?
Is a chalet like a little Airbnb or something? Like a little abode?
Like a little abode, like a little individual abode. It's very nice. But they also had the original, like, 1960s chalets from, you know, how you would imagine a Butlins. Sort of a little bit like... barracks, I want to say.
Barracks is what a chalet looks like. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
A bit like barracks, yeah. I was like, ooh, God, I'm glad we spent the extra 50 quid. At least we get our two bathrooms.
So what was the rest of the audience looking like?
I mean, I wasn't the oldest, Stephen. I know that'll surprise you. Sorry, that was my stomach. Did you hear that? Really went off.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, that went off. That's because of 3 days all dancing, no eating, mate. That's what that looks like.
Is it? I just can't pitch you at this. Like, I went to a ball on Saturday and I went for a carvery last night. Mm. And I feel like garbage. And both those things are quite glamorous compared to, like, Minehead, full English breakfast dress.
Yep. Yep. Dressed like, up like
a smiley
face.
I just don't understand how you're still going.
I know. I'm quite robust.
Resilient. You're resilient.
I am resilient. So talk me through your ball, and I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Well, I've not shaved it in ages, so it's quite... Is that what you're after?
No, the actual ball.
It's ginger, and it's...
No, I don't want to think about that ball. Please don't... No,
there's
Steve.
Two of them.
No, God.
And they're getting lower and lower as the years go on.
Just, no, the actual ball.
I remember when they sat in a nice place and now I walk and they're constantly slapping my behind. Oh, I don't know how they get under there. It's a
Do you wear them like pom-poms on your slippers?
Yeah, that's the one. In the morning, I'm always like, what's that on my toe? And it's my ball.
Okay.
But that's not the ball that you're inquiring about.
No, it's not.
Although you should inquire because we should check them regularly.
I don't want to check your balls. Don't okay, make well, me check your balls.
Someone needs to. I like it when Rich does a little on my balls.
What? Meditate?
Yep.
This is not my area of expertise.
No, it's not.
Let's reverse out of this ball conversation.
But we'll talk about the ball.
Yeah.
The Denise Welch Winter Wonderland ball.
Oh, my God. Everything in that sentence is fantastic.
Let me tell you. So, obviously, we did BBC's Unbreakable with TV's Denise Welch.
Mm.
And you know me, I love gig. Well, I don't really like gigging, but I'm scared not to gig.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what a therapist would say about that. If we have any therapist listeners, I'd really like to get one on with us one time, you know.
Just to sort of break us down.
To really break us down, because I'd love to know what they say about you, because I think you're an enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash. And do you know what that means?
An enigma wrapped in a riddle?
And cash.
No.
Oh, my God.
I've what does that
nothing.
Mean?
Nothing. Over the past year of doing this podcast, I've taught you fuck all. That is Erica Jane's tagline.
Oh.
I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash. I think that's you. I think you're an enigma. I think you're wrapped in a riddle and cash.
I mean, not a lot of cash, Stephen.
Please.
Unless you can fold a 50p.
So, we got invited to the Denise ball and I took the weekend off because Rich wanted to go and we wanted to support Denise, and it was for a charity called the Gem Appeal, and I don't really know where to start.
Where was the ball?
It was at a hotel in Manchester. It was at the Kimpton Clock Tower, and which is like this big posh hotel in the city centre of Manchester.
I've stayed there. Very nice.
Why have you stayed there?
Did a corporate. Of course I did.
Oh, my. If you get that corporate again, hand it over to your sister. Yeah. Hand it over to your sister. That's me. And black tie. Mm-hmm. I wore a bow tie. And on arrival.
Of course you did. You love to get your dickie out.
My dickie was all over everyone. Now, let me tell you about it. I walk in. There is... Like, just, you know, it's not just a celebrity event. Like, anyone could go. Anyone could buy a ticket. And I get there. Mm. I can't even believe I'm about to say this. The cast of Corrie was there. Coronation Street. Sally Dinover.
Yeah.
Sally Webster. Jane Danson. Liam Battersby. Billy. I can't remember his real name, but Billy. Daniel Brocklebank. The Vicar. There was the cast of the Hollyoaks. They were questionable.
Right.
They're about this big.
Right. For our listener, you'd have to explain what that is.
They were like, do you know what the cast of Hollyoaks looked like? The females. I feel bad saying this.
Go on, say
the
it.
Females in Hollyoaks look like, do you know when you see toddlers in a pageant?
Okay, yes, I do. Yeah.
That is what the cast of Hollyoaks look like when they're not in Hollyoaks.
That's a bit disturbing.
Yeah. They were like...
like pretty Chucky dolls?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The hair. There's more hair than there's skin.
Right.
It was... I can't even... And this is the best bit. This is where it relates to our podcast so well. There was the cast of The Real Housewives of Cheshire.
Oh, my God. You must have been in your absolute heaven.
Seema was there. Ampika from Series 1 to 5 was there. How are you? You all right, Ampika? Do you know what? I'm dead fine. I'm dead fine.
Is that what she said?
That's what she says on the show. But I'm like that to Rich. I'm like... there's Ampika. I'm dead fine. I'm dead fine. Rich,
did
like,
you talk to them?
So Rich was like, should we go and get pictures? And I was like, Rich, we can't do that anymore because I'm a minor celebrity myself.
Yeah.
I can't be going around asking for pictures.
Oh, you can?
I can't.
Oh, Stephen, of course you can.
But this is what I did.
What?
I was going to... So what happened was, there was an auction, charity auction.
Oh, you've gone like a Dalek.
No, I haven't.
You have. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Twiddle
because
the knob,
you've got
I think that'll fix it.
Twiddle your knob, says our producer.
Is it back now?
No.
Just as it was getting good.
I know, we were getting to a good bit.
I don't know what's happened. Is it all right now?
No.
No.
Is it all right now?
No.
Should we go for a break?
Seems like a good time to go for a break.
You twiddle your knob. Yeah, you twiddle your knob and we'll go for a break and we'll come back. All right, honestly, I'm going to have to buy him a better Fisher-Price microphone.
It's flashing.
I know it's flashing. Listen.
Right, we'll be back in two. Here's the ad break.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Me mic's back, as so are we.
Honestly. I'm gonna for Christmas, I'm going to get you a new mic.
Are we going to do Christmas presents? Kiri and Rachel do on their podcast.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to buy you a new mic.
I'm going to buy you something Housewives related.
Okay, okay. Because you were talking about The Real Housewives of Cheshire.
Yes.
At Denise Welsh's ball in Manchester.
If you
where the cast of Hollyoaks were and Coronation Street. My God, Stephen, the pinnacle of showbiz.
If you would have told 16-year-old Stephen Bailey this was his future, he would have been so excited. Whereas 36-year-old Stephen Bailey is very jaded.
But so hang on. You were telling me you decided you weren't going to get a photograph with the cast of The Real Housewives of Cheshire.
I thought, I'm not going to ask. I said to Rich, I said, it's Cheshire. It's not Beverly Hills, babes. It's only Chesh.
Mm.
And but then, right, so what happened was, because it was a charity auction ball for the Gem Appeal. I keep saying it in case anyone wants to donate. But we thought, as minor celebrities ourselves, and, you know, when you're somewhere like that, you really do go, like, I always moan that I don't earn enough money, and then I go, oh, God, I do have a better life than most people. So we decided to do the auction, and we won. We won.
Oh!
We fucking won. I spent £700 on a Marilyn Monroe picture.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, Stephen!
Let me tell you.
Flashing your cash.
Let me tell you, I don't have £700. I'm currently agentless. I barely have a pound. Like,
what happened? Did you just get carried away?
Well, Rich said we shouldn't make, because you know, like, they have the this is the lowest we'll accept bid.
Yeah.
So that was 600. And Rich said, well, we can't just do, oh, by the way, it was, what's it called? Like a secret auction?
Like a silent auction.
Yeah. So it's, you're not like raising a paddle. You just put your number down.
Yes.
And then the next bit, so Rich went, well, we can't put the bare minimum, because then it looks like we're just trying to...
Was what, 600?
600. So he's like...
So 601, that's where I'd have gone.
So Rich made me do 715.
Oh, that, okay.
Then the next minute, I turn around, and this woman's asking for my bank card, and has got this fucking huge, huge frame Marilyn Monroe picture, and she's just given it me. She's just giving it me. There at a ball.
Were you the only one that bid on it?
I think so.
You were the only one that bid on it.
We don't know the outcome, but we fucking won. And then, do you know, and then she goes, do you want to take it tonight? I mean, we're doing shots of tequila. Do you want to take it tonight? Or should we send it? Yeah. And I went, how much is it to send it? Us another 50 quid. I said, I'll get it in the Uber. I'll get it in the goddamn Uber.
And why is it a special Marilyn Monroe picture?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
We just felt like we should bid on something, and we were like...
Did you do that to impress the other people in the room?
Well, yes. Well,
A little bit, didn't you?
We did it, yeah, to go
did
like...
Did you to do that to get attention from the Housewives of Cheshire?
They were like,
who's this big spender with his watch out?
Well, there were people like bidding on watches and shit like that, and then when the Corrie stars started doing it... I was saying to Denise, because Denise has an acting agent, that, like, because she's an actor. And so I was sat with her agent, Bex, being like, can you get us a year contract in Hollyoaks? Get us a year contract. And Bex is going, for fuck's sake, why am I always having to do Denise's family? And I went, just get us a year contract in Hollyoaks. I need a nice life. And I said, I've now got a fucking painting to pay for. Sorry, I'm swearing so much, but I've spent money and I'm my father's son. And so then we were like, so then I've got this £700 painting that they just give us at a ball. And like I say, there's Hollyoaks stars, Corrie stars, Real Housewives. And the other thing, by the way, the reason we had to bid on that opposed to anything else, well, like the other things were like, Jason Manford's donated 4 tickets to the Manchester Arena show. And it's like, well, I could just text him and go to that.
Yeah,
I ain't doing that.
Do his support. Just go. Yeah.
I might be on. As far as I know, I might be on. So I thought, no. So we did the Marilyn. They brought over. And then I thought, this isn't safe just to leave at the table. Like, everyone's doing shots of tequila. Like,
was it signed by Marilyn Monroe? Is it just a poster of Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. Cause
have you just bought like an Athena poster of Marilyn Monroe that you could buy in any?
Well, it is art.
Crappy poster shop.
No. It's art by an artist. Don't ask me the artist. I don't believe.
Okay, so it's an actual. It's a painting.
And only 100 exist. Only 100 exist. So when this artist dies, it's going to be great for me because I'm really going to make my money back.
Mm-hmm.
And then. So we're sat with war hero Simon Weston and his lovely wife, Lucy. They think we're crackers. And the thing about Simon is he's like A, a hero. B, he's very cultured like you. And C, he's just a really nice person. So what I like to do is, I don't know if I can say this on this podcast. Please bleep if we need to, produce part. But I like to do fisting jokes around Simon Weston.
Right, okay. That's a sentence I never thought I would hear.
Yeah, because I like to shock him.
Okay.
And he was telling me, he was like, you should perform on the cruises. Like, you'll make so much money. And I said, well, I can't do a long enough clean set. And then we were talking about, like, doing a gay cruise. And then I said, I don't want to do a gay cruise because the hot tub ends up looking like clam chowder.
No.
And then, yeah.
Oh, God, bird nest soup. That's what I've got in my head now.
We weren't there. Simon Weston's, like, laughing and also feeling like, what is going on? So then I've bought this £700 art. I'm scared one of the members of the general public are going to fall into it.
And nick it. Or nick it.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you that in a sec. Okay, because there was a fight. Remind me to circle back to
brilliant.
That. Yeah. Okay. And then, so then Lucy and Simon said, well, do you want to put it in our room and just get it before you go? So we're like, yeah, we'll do that. So as we were doing that, we got in the lift.
Yeah.
With Seema from Housewives of Cheshire.
Oh, I mean, this is just your dream come true.
And as well, she was so nice. She went, oh, I've been out two nights on the trot. I can't cope. I'm a woman in my 50s. And I was like, oh my God, how nice is Seema? I feel like we're best friends, even though she has no idea who I am.
Yeah.
And doesn't follow me back on Instagram. So I didn't make that much of an impression.
Didn't
on
you
her.
Tell her about the podcast?
No.
Stephen Bailey, you were in a lift with Seema from Real Housewives of Cheshire. You were mingling with the...
with the point of the podcast.
Yes, and you didn't mention it.
I'm not going to lie, I panicked.
That's what I would do.
I know.
But that's why I hook up with you, because that's not what you would do normally. You're an absolute showbiz whore. That's why we're friends.
My mum always says about me, she goes, oh, there's no show without punches. I don't really know what it means.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. And then I've let us down twice, because the one we want on the podcast is Ampika. I'm dead fan. Okay. Yeah. So then when we were leaving, I know I've skipped the fight. I'm going to circle back to it. Then when we were leaving, we went to get the painting out of Simon and Lucy's room.
Yeah.
Then we had to order an Uber XL because it wouldn't fit in a normal I may as well just paid for shipping at this point. And then we're there with our art and we're walking in the rain. I'm using the painting as a brolly.
Oh, God.
Which is like, I've just paid £700 for that. Don't use it as a brolly.
Yeah.
And then he's like, should we go and get a kebab? And I was like, I'm not spilling garlic sauce on this at all.
Damn, Marilyn Monroe.
And I'm peekers in the rain going, and I went, we're walking past and I went, don't mind us. And Pika went, all right, like that. Then she went, I like your painting.
Oh, what a night out.
And then, so anyway, as you know, I don't know if you do know, but I am friends with Kieran Richardson from Hollyoaks. He's really fit. And I said to him, I was like, can't you just get me and Hollyoaks? Like, I could be the guy you have a shag with and then regret it the next morning because I'm too old and fat or something. So he's laughing at me. I think sometimes, I don't know if you find this, celebrities don't know what to do around comedians because we're always trying to get a laugh.
Yeah. And they're quite, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so at one point, I needed a wee because...
of course.
That's what happens in life.
Yeah.
And so I went... so there's this woman, right? I don't know how to navigate this conversation appropriately. But she was drinking pints, which, you know, that's
good
great.
Good go. Yeah.
She was shit-faced. Now, the ball, it was arrival 6:45 and you were seated about 7:30, okay?
Seated for dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a dinner.
What did you have?
Oh, okay. We had... oh, God, don't tell me. We had, like, a soup with, like, a nice posh bread.
Right.
It was, like, a creamy, cheesy soup. It was really nice.
Okay.
It reminded me of the hot tubs.
Oh, God, I knew you'd bring it back to that. Okay, and then, go on. Main course.
Main course was beef, roast beef with mash and veggies.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Classic hotel staple.
Oh, my God. And I was sat with this woman called Isla, and she's a news presenter. And she lives in the Cotswolds. Her house is so nice. And she has a stalker. And I know I'm allowed to say that because she spoke about it on Woman's Hours yesterday.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. So I was sat with
her. She was fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has, I'm going to say, a very beautiful accent. Very gentle Scottish accent.
You would fancy... First of all, I love that you're listening to Woman's Hour. I mean, of course you are.
I was just, listen, I have to back that up because I was listening to Woman's Hour driving back from Minehead, having been at a 3-day rave. So I like to bookend.
So four lesbians in a car listening to Woman's Hour.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
Talk about branding.
Yeah.
So I was sat with Isla, who is, as you say, fascinating. Her house that she was showing us pictures is stunning. But she's like a criminal investigative journalist.
Yeah,
her stories are so fascinating. Like, do you know when you sat with someone you go in, I'm really boring and have not lived?
Yeah,
that's how
I often feel that when I'm with you.
And as well, a, you would really hold on. That passed me for a second.
I know. I it did over. Crikey, open goal.
But
anyway,
I got it and I'm
eventually cranky. He gets it.
Yeah,
Stephen Bailey. Eventually, he gets it.
That's the voice of Woman Hour.
That's what?
That's the voice of Woman's Hour.
Yes, it is. Yes. Welcome to Woman's Hour. I'll be talking about all things moccasins. Should we or should we not moccasin?
Have you ever been on it? You must
I think
have.
I was on it once and I hadn't been doing comedy that long and all my brain could do was go, you're on Radio 4, don't swear, you're on Radio 4, don't swear, you're on Radio 4, don't swear. And I don't really remember the experience other than that.
Oh, my God. I hate when you're not allowed to swear on things because you really do lose humour by worrying about saying the F word.
I know.
So I'm sat with Isla and she's fascinating. And first of all, you need to Google her. You will fancy her so much because if you fancied her voice, you should see. Even I fancied her. Actually, she's on... we did a 360. She's on me Instagram. We did a 360.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's why. What do you call it?
What do you call it? What do you mean a 360? I don't understand. Explain that to me.
You stand on a thing,
yeah,
and then there's a camera on another thing, and they spin it around you.
I see. Right.
Rich looks really handsome on it. Isla looks fit, and it looks like someone brought their fucking auntie. Rich and Isla look like a gorgeous heterosexual couple. And then it looks like fucking Mother of the Bride.
Mother of the Bride who works as a part-time dinner lady.
Exactly, yeah, that.
That's your look.
All I was missing was a turban. Not a turban. What are they called, them? What are they called?
What? Like a little catering hat?
No.
Fascinator?
No.
I'd love to see you in a fascinator. Oh, thank you,
no.
Paul.
What cleaners wear?
I don't know what they're called.
Oh, it's not called... What is it called? I swear it's tabard.
A tabard! Oh, I'm going to get you a... That's it. I'm getting you a tabard for Christmas.
Oh, don't. It'll highlight me gunt.
Yeah.
Oh, then, what was I even talking about? Oh, yeah, right. So, me, Rich, Simon Weston, his wife Lucy, Isla, Denise's agent, we're all sat on a table, yeah. Oh, and Sinead Reed, who was on Unbreakable with us and is an Olympian. And we're all sat on this table. And first of all, I'm like, what is happening? Then we had to do a pledge to raise money within 12 months. So I made Rich make the pledge. We said you're going to have to sponsor us, babe. So you do a pledge that within the next 12 months, you'll do some sort of event to raise a grand for this charity, right?
Okay.
So I'm making Rich do a bike ride with an Olympian BMXer.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway, that happened. Then we're watching this woman who's a member of the, like, who bought a ticket and is...
A member of the public.
A member of the public.
I think that's what they're called. Yeah.
Yeah, just a muggle.
I mean, it must be awful, but that's what they're called. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, the ballet was on. She gets up and starts dancing with the ballet. This is how shit-faced she was. Gorgeous ballet performance. She gets up, starts joining them. Someone's talking about having gone through cancer and a double mastectomy.
Right.
She's up, like, waving at them. Like, it's a concert, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Shit-faced. Yeah. Shit-faced. And also, do you know when it's like, right, the dress is not sat where the dress should be, it's all of a sudden gone crooked? So it's like...
Yes, yes. It's like it's fighting the body.
Yeah.
Like, it's not working with the frame. It's fighting against the actual body.
Just like, yeah, it's like how your underwear gets, do you know?
Yeah.
Essentially, okay. It's a bit up your crack. Right. And... and so I'm watching her all night and I'm like, she's going to be trouble. She's going to kick off. I said to Rich, because she was all over Ampica, I said, she's trying to get on Housewives. She's trying to get on Housewives. She's open to the producer here.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought, well, my friend Jake is a producer. I'll introduce you if you need to. So then I'm chatting to Isla. We've had a few voddies. I need to go for a Jimmy Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
Going for Jimmy Riddle takes longer than normal because I'm bumping into Angela Lonsdale, you know, from Corrie, and I'm bumping into... I'll name drop celebs. I'm not above
oh
it.
Oh, my God. You're Jason name dropping Dunn like
from
nothing
Waterloo
else.
Road. Yeah. Bumped into me man Kieran Richardson. How are the kids? You know.
You're not so much name dropping as they're just slipping out of you.
Yeah, they're...
They're just... Like, yeah.
When I've had garlic and it's coming out of my pores, that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's... The names are just sliding out of you.
And also, it's like the level of celebrity I love because these people are so recognisable. Also, fans snuck in and were like asking for pictures outside the toilet, which I was only happy to oblige with.
Who did they think you were?
Bitch. You bitch. And then we've said bitch and fuck on this podcast. Normally we're classier. So then all of a sudden, I see that the lady in the red dress, I mean, you couldn't write it, shit-faced member of the public, and her sister screaming at each other, screaming. Sister whips the wig off.
No.
Whips the wig off.
Yeah.
Honestly, me, Kim Richards, we're like that. Oh, my God, gay gasping. Oh, my God, this is amazing. Then the big bouncer comes down and literally has to lob him out.
Oh, that's what you're paying for. Ball.
But when the wig came off, I was like, why is there never a camera? Why is there never a camera?
Oh, wow. That's
ripped her wig off.
Oh, that's cruel. That is cruel. And as a wig wearer, if it depends how she's got that attached, because that was smart.
But also, by the way, not a wig. I don't think in like the way you... Like, she under the wig was hair.
Hair, okay. Like a sort of weavy wig.
Yeah.
Like a weavy wig. Like an accentuating wig.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's brilliant. So more like a sort of, a settled rat.
You would, if we get invited next year, I'm going to bring you because there's so many things just where it's like, because every celebrity was the celebrity in my dreams.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know who a fucking person was.
I'd love it, Stephen.
You wouldn't know who anyone was.
You'd have to guide me around.
Yeah, of course. I would literally, and especially after this conversation, I'd be like making you have a picture of everyone.
No, I'd be there. I'd be there, mate. I'd be asking them on the podcast like you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Because Ampica as well, by the way, she is responsible for one of the best lines in Housewives of Cheshire history, where it was Ampica's birthday. Her and Tanya were having an argument and Tanya says to Ampica, fuck off, Ampica, your birthday dickhead.
It's class like that. It's Shakespearean class like that that I've come to love.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. Now, it was a ball. Was there any dancing?
Well, there was at the end, yeah, but not like...
Ballroom dancing?
No.
Like, did they have a DJ? This is what I'm after.
They had, like, a live band.
Oh, okay. Was it any good?
Yeah, it was good, actually. It's someone quite famous, but I forgot who it was.
I did an event recently and they had a live band and their name was Roaming Hands. And I just thought, I don't know if that's really appropriate in this day and age.
I can't believe they're bookable in this day and age.
No, it was, Anyway.
I love the things you get booked for. It's literally my dream. Oh. Also, next time, we've only got a few minutes left. But I'll leave you on this cliffhanger. I did Celebrity Weakest Link and there's a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it a good cast?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Okie dokie. You'll have to fill me in behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. Oh, God.
Just the way you like it. I know how you like it.
That's an overly visual sentence. Sorry.
I say that to Rich most nights.
Oh, Lordy. So, before we go, when was the last time you went to a rave?
I have never. I do have a story about this. Oh, my God. Okay, but we're on the clock. Okay. Very quickly, I was went to a rave when I was 21.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve in Leeds.
Yeah.
And me and my girlfriends, we'd got this beautiful apartment to stay in. We went to the rave for a minute. I have never partaken in any drug, and I think you need them for a rave, and just to get through the portaloos. Because I walked into one toilet and there was like shit up the walls. And I was like, I walked out and I was like, girls, I'm done. And we went back to the hotel. We went back to the apartment and had a buffet.
Because there you go. That's
my rave story. Yeah.
That's it. That is it. Oh, well done. Oh, your ball sounds incredible. And by that, I mean the event you attended, not your anatomical part.
But you have to vote. You have to pledge in the auction.
Absolutely. Where are you going to stick your Marilyn?
We're going to put it above the bed.
Oh, wow.
It's fucking huge.
Well, like, hang it. Oh, I see what you mean. Not on the ceiling.
No. Like, on the wall above the bed. Okay. Yeah. Not looking down at us.
I'm sorry. Oh, God, that's gross.
No.
So you're actually going to hang it in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Wow, well done. That is committed.
I mean, I'm lucky it fits on one of my walls. It's frigging huge.
Well done. Fantastic. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Did you feel, but having spent £715, like, was there a bit of regret?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, yesterday when we got up afterwards, I was like, I'm spending money like I get corporates, like Zoe Lyons get corporates. I don't even get one corporate. I was like that all yesterday.
Yeah, that's it.
And Rich was like, well, how'd you get Zoe Lyons corporates? And I went, don't worry, I'm on it.
Yeah, I have to wait for her to die. Which she might do if she goes to another weekend in Scotland.
Oh, God.
So, we've reached that point of the show. It's time for...
Husband of the Week.
Oh, I am loving that.
I love it. It's like a little radio show.
Oh, gosh, that's giving me flutters. Have you got one?
Yes, I have, actually. I am going to go with someone I saw at the ball. His name is Kieran Richardson. He plays Stee in Hollyoaks. This is what I'm going to say, right? Because Hollyoaks get a bad rep, right?
Yeah.
But one, he can actually act.
Right.
Really well. And I hope he's in a movie. Two, he's so handsome. And three, I met Kieran on a TV show in 2018. And every time I've seen him since, he's always like, hiya, Stephen, how are you? Like, he's engaged.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's just attractive and charming. Yeah. And also, I'll probably end up getting cast in Hollyoaks and marrying him.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna
that'll happen. Yeah. But you're right, though. Anybody who's engaged or remembers your name or just makes that little bit of an effort, it is really charming.
Just always
really
has time for you. Like,
because let's be honest, we've all met a lot of people in this biz, particularly the reality biz, who don't do that.
No.
No.
And it's so important. No. I just think, because there's so many, I'll say it, there's so many c**ts.
Can't say that.
I said
you
it.
Can't, we'll have to bleep that out.
Well, I said it.
No, we'll have to bleep
that. So it's nice, it's a nice one. Who's your husband of the week, Zoe?
Well, my husband of the week has to be Fatboy Slim, a.k.a. Norman Cook, because he puts in so much effort.
So your husband is Norman Cook.
My husband of the week is Norman Cook, a.k.a. Fatboy Slim, because, you know what, he put on a brilliant, brilliant weekend and he was everywhere. He was everywhere all the time, just giving it all the energy. Just fun, really good fun. He came out on stage dressed as a giant pink panther and a lot of fun and uncynical fun. And I really, really appreciate that in somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I want. And it does, it brings people together. And there was a lovely feeling of togetherness and being just in the moment. It's great.
I think everyone's forgot to have fun lately. So I think when you do have fun, you're like, oh, yeah, this is
fun.
When we do this. Yeah,
having just fun, pure, unadulterated fun. So thank you, Norman, for that. Thank you. Oh, this has been an absolute pleasure.
I've really enjoyed this week.
Oh, I've loved hearing about your ball.
I loved hearing about your rave. I feel like I should be at raves and you should be at balls. We're very, you know...
Let's swap it around at some point.
Well, I'm going to take you to a ball and I never want to go to a rave. But I will say this, guys, as always, thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, review. Tell your friends about us. We can't tell everyone. And also, buy tickets to Zoe's tour.
Oh, yes, I'm on tour.
She's taking me with her now.
So. I'm taking Stephen with me. Yeah.
So
yeah. But, like a lap dog.
Bow wow
until then.
So where do they get tickets for the tour?
Zoelines.co.uk. All the tickets are up there, available now. We will be adding a Brighton date later on, which will be the 14th of May, but tickets aren't available for that yet.
Is London on sale?
London is now on sale.
Buy them, bitches.
7th of March at the Leicester Square Theatre.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous indeed. Oh, Stephen, lovely to chat to you as always.
Till next time, dear listener. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.